trihalomethanes, they are a chemical byproduct of the water treatment process. So depending on how the treatment process works, you can, if it's not managed well or properly, you can get trihalomethanes. And these can cause a risk to people's health. Now, I suppose one thing to say is nationally, the quality of drinking water in Ireland is high, with over 99.7% of samples. They're compliant with the standards. But our 2021 report goes into some detail about significant incidents around the country, two major incidents in Gorey and Ballymore Eustace, and also a list of the supplies that are on the EPA's at-risk list. And Irish Water need to improve their management oversight of all of these plants and to complete the upgrades to these at-risk sites. And a number of those at-risk sites are on that list because of trihalomethanes, that chemical.
And how serious of a risk is this THM to people in Clare who may be on these affected water schemes, the 22 affected?
Well, it is a risk, but it's more of a long-term health risk. And it's something that we do want Irish Water to accelerate and to deal with those plants that are failing the THM trihalomethane limit. Now, there is a lot of work being done on the West Clare treatment plant by Irish Water. The EPA have been carrying out inspections there. We've been in constant communication with Irish Water in relation to that. There have been a lot of works done. There have been upgrade works and a lot of money spent on the plant and also on the network. We understand that there's been flushing and cleaning of the network. Nevertheless, there still is a problem with complying with those limits, and that's something that Irish Water are going to have to accelerate their work on, because, as I said, it is something, it can potentially be a long-term health risk if you're exposed over a long period of time. So that's something that Irish Water really do have to concentrate on. And the EPA have taken enforcement action in relation to it and issued what we call a direction to Irish Water to carry out that work. But the work has been, you know, achieving those limits has been delayed, and that's something we're going to have to consider further in relation to enforcement with Irish Water.
Cormac, you mentioned it was delayed. When was it initially supposed to have been resolved?
It was supposed to have been resolved mid-2021, and Irish Water came back to the EPA with a planned programme of works that would they expected to be completed by mid this year. Sorry, actually, it was the end of 2021 was the original plan date that we directed Irish Water to complete the work. They came back and said, well, we can have this work done by the middle of 2022, but the work isn't complete yet and there isn't full compliance. Now, Irish Water are doing a lot of extra monitoring. They're doing a lot of work, as I said, on the network to try and resolve the issue, but it still hasn't been resolved to the EPA's satisfaction. So that's something that we're going to have to consider going forward in relation to how we deal with this site.
So when do you believe that it will be resolved?
Well, I know Irish Water are working very hard on it, and as I said, they have done works. So we are encouraging them and we are in constant communication with them to get them to accelerate those works and to make sure that they can do it, comply with the limit as soon as possible. I suppose one thing to say is sometimes these particular type of chemicals can arise in the actual network itself, not at the treatment plant. So the treatment plant, the water might be okay leaving the treatment plant, but they can arise further out in the network. So it can make it a little bit more difficult to deal with. But as I said, the date has passed. We are pushing Irish Water to complete that work as soon as possible, and that's something we'll be keeping an eye on in relation to whether we need further enforcement action to accelerate that.
Cormac, you mentioned about the work that's been ongoing in relation to the West Clare water scheme, but what about the Six Mile Bridge water scheme, that one affected as well?
Yeah, well, as I said, there are a number of sites. There are a number of sites where work needs to be done, and we would be in constant communication with Irish Water to make sure that those works are accelerated. In particular, I suppose, as I said, in relation to the West Clare, there has been a lot of work done, but there's more needs to be done. And that's something that we continue to push Irish Water on in relation to Six Mile Bridge and other issues that arise. There are other supplies on the RAL, the Remedial Action List for Clare. And as I said, the main message that we want to get out there this year is that we want Irish Water to really concentrate on those sites, Currafin, Ennistymon, West Clare, for example, where work remains that needs to be done. So that's something we really want Irish Water to concentrate on and to push their resources into those areas to make sure they get resolved.
Finally, Cormac, people may be listening to this and perhaps becoming fearful because we've talked about potential health risks, but at the present, while work is underway to rectify these issues, is it still safe to drink the water from the affected supplies?
Well, broadly speaking, yes, the water is safe to drink. There have been breaches of limits, so the levels aren't where we want them to be. But as I said, if the water isn't safe to drink, well, that's something that would be considered in consultation with the HSE, and a water restriction notice or a do not consume notice would be issued. So I suppose the message to get across to people consuming the water is that largely, yes, it is safe to drink, but we're not at the levels that we want to be at to completely guarantee the safety of the people consuming that water over the long term. And that's something, as I said, we're pushing Irish Water to comply with those limits so everyone can be completely comfortable with the water that they're drinking on an ongoing basis.